Well, Brittany, you stay qualified number one. Go even lower today, 3-6-6 with a zero. Seventh straight number one qualifier. Obviously, you're after wins, but that has to be pretty special to know you've done this seven races in a row.
Yeah, you know, those number one qualifiers, that's awesome to hold, you know, a record like that with this Flavor Pack Monster Energy team. We're all... So that's a pretty outstanding record to have. But really, looking at today and yesterday, that Q2 run that we had today, to be able to step it up 3-6-6-0, pretty outstanding. That was a big run for us because that's in the heat of the day. That's what we're going to be up against tomorrow come race day. So that was a huge run for this team. That's the run I'm most excited about. But, you know, we laid three solid passes down the racetrack. Pretty outstanding. Proud of this team. And I'm ready to get this countdown going. We're in a great place. And let's see what we can do tomorrow.
To make three great runs, three in a row heading into race day, what does that do for your confidence in the entire team?
We're all pumped. We're all excited. Our car's running well. You know, we're all doing our job. We're pulling up here, bringing everything to the line, and we're delivering. You're seeing it on the board, and we're happy with that. We're proud of it. But again, it's not over. We got to keep pushing because today, tomorrow is when it really counts.
When you, that second run, when you went up there, were you guys thinking you could go lower than you did Friday night?
Honestly, I didn't think. I thought, you know, our run last night was going to sit and stay as it was. Again, impressive that Grebnik's able to step it up like that. That's huge. Wasn't expecting that. We're always looking to run well, but that was, like I said, outstanding in the heat and to improve. Grebnik came back and joked with me that we stole number one from ourselves.
Racing today, in front of a crowd to open the playoffs, when you see a crowd like this and you guys are getting ready to race, what's that do for you guys, just energy-wise, adrenaline, all that?
The crowd just pumps you up. To be able to pull up and, you know, hear fans shouting your name, and just to look in the stands and see that the stands are packed with fans out here, because they're sitting out here all day long because they love the sport as much as we do. And they're out here, they got our back, they're cheering us on. And it's the one of the great things about NHRA drag racing are the fans. They have our back, they support us no matter what, and it's great to be back with them.
Yep, absolutely. And then just take me through keys for tomorrow. What do you guys have to be able to execute for time?
I haven't looked at the ladder yet, but it's just I always say it's about being consistent. Nobody, you know, every guy top to bottom bringing everything they got, their best work to the line every single run. We can't be making mistakes. That's behind us. And, you know, just delivering great performance all day long. We're, you know, looking to repeat what we've done so far in qualifying.
Making that run in the heat of the day, how important that is. How fast is the track? I've mentioned a lot of drivers say this is a very fast place.
It is. This track, actually, back in 2019, I hold the ET record here. So we've always done well here. We've set records here. I set the record last night on the track. So it's a killer racetrack. Conditions are always great. Track's great. And I got a great team behind me.
Thanks, Brittany.